Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lykan. How may I help you today?
Hi, good morning. I had a concern about a charge I just got on my credit card, and I just trying to figure out what it's for from this company.
I can help you with that. What's your zip code? All
14204.
right, and what's your first and last name?
Dane, Dane. Stocker, Stocker.
Thank you. And then verify your address for security purposes.
571 South Park Avenue, Buffalo, New York, 14204.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here with your information matching for a tactical bag originally
Yes.
for $7.95. Did you sign up for that online?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So it looks like what happened, that bag that you signed up for, it was free, but they only give you a 4-day free trial to pay the shipping. Once your trial expires, you have to pay the end of trial charges, which is the $56.95, and then it's reoccurring every 30 days after that. That's listed under the terms and conditions.
Right. Yeah, there was a non-authorization to do that.
What do you mean a non-authorization?
Like the card was used without me saying it was okay.
No, whenever you put your payment method in, whenever you click that little box that says that you're
Yeah.
authorizing terms and conditions to pay for shipping, that's when you give them
Right.
authorization. Yes.
Yeah, the a little misleading, I believe is what's going on here, is that I believe I was paying it was a free backpack. I was paying the shipping and handling, and then that was it. I did was not believing that I was signing up for anything.
Yeah, that's just the advertisement part. So of course, if you don't read the terms, then yeah, that's what you're gonna think.
Right. I understand. I should have read a little bit better. I would like to cancel this order. I can't afford that. And if it's
All right, so what I can do, I can go ahead and get it canceled so they don't charge in the future. And looks like here we can apply a 35% refund on that charge for you.
I really appreciate that.
You're
And
definitely welcome. Let me get that
I
done for
you
you. No, you can go ahead. I'm just getting the account done for you.
know, I just I know, like, buyer beware stuff. I wish things weren't more, I guess it was a little more clear up front instead of having to go through all that all
Oh yeah, I definitely understand that.
the way. I mean, I
I
get
did
it.
it too, I know. Yeah, have to read, like I tell people, read. One second. All right, so would you like to write down the cancellation number?
Yes. Hold on a second. And what do I have to do with this number?
It's just proof that you're canceled out in the future.
Okay. Okay. Okay, go ahead.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie. That's just for cancellation. Your number is going to be 259
Okay.
180
180
284.
284. Okay. And what exactly am I doing with this number again?
That's your cancellation number for this account that you will not be able to get billed anything in the future.
Okay, great. So I don't have to submit this to anything or
No, you just keep it.
go
It's
ahead.
just for your purposes. just check your Visa, I mean, MasterCard within 3 to 5 business days for that refund. And then if you don't see it, just call us back at this number.
All right. I really appreciate your help, and I appreciate what you're doing.
You are definitely welcome.
And I think that's all I have for today.
All right. Well, glad I was able to assist you, and thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You do the same.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye.